Hello, my favorite caffeinated, medicated, and never hydrated besties. It's your favorite nurse, Nurse John, and welcome back to your favorite podcast. I beg your pardon. How are you, bestie? I miss you so much. I hope you miss me too. Wherever you are right now listening, in your car, at work, at home, while doing grocery, while doing laundry, wherever you are, I hope you're doing okay. I hope everything is going well. I miss you so much. And baby, it's sick season. It's flu season. I don't know about you, but I have been sick for the past 2 weeks. I have been coughing. I have cold. And good thing I haven't had any fever or anything like that, because you just heard me cough. I hope he cuts the coughing. I don't know if you can hear or whatnot, but my nose is blocked and I dread this so much. I hope you guys got your flu vaccines. Vaccines, everyone. Get that vaccine. You don't want to be sick for too long because, listen, we got to go to work. We have to be working. We got bills to pay. We got dogs to feed, cats to feed, and kids to feed. You know what I mean? Anyways, listen to this ASMR of my iced coffee. It is cold right now. I think it's -5 or -8 right now. But listen, I still drink my coffee cold because that's the only way to drink coffee. I can never drink coffee hot. I don't know why. But my food has to be hot. Has to be piping hot, just like the tea that we'll be talking about today. Yeah? Anyways, bestie, before we proceed, do me a huge favor. If you're listening right now, make sure you download this episode and all other episodes. And make sure, bestie, that you follow and turn on notification of the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. This way, you will get a notification when we have a new episode that comes out. But you know, bestie, every single Friday, there's always a new episode. But hey, it's not going to hurt if you turn on the notification so that you get updated, because sometimes, listen, we forget things. And that's totally fine. Life happens. You know, you got other priorities. But listen, a quick notification in your phone that tells you that there's new episode of your favorite therapy podcast will remind you to listen to it. So whenever you're feeling down, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling angry, you're feeling lost, this is what you need. This podcast right here, bestie. And also, if you are wondering what my favorite caffeinated drink other than coffee, it is also Rice Fuel, which is an energy drink that I recently found out. It's been like 4 or 5 months that I've been drinking this, but it's called RYSE Fuel energy drink, and it has 200 milligrams of caffeine. And again, I mix my energy drink and my coffee together just because, listen, I'm so desensitized with coffee. I have been drinking coffee for so long, even when I was in nursing school, and it's not working anymore. I don't know why. I still fall asleep. So I have to mix like 2-3 things. And again, this is just me. Don't be doing that. Listen, this is my motto in life. Caffeinate now, palpitate later. That's just me. But yeah, if you ever want to try the Rice Fuel, this is one of my favorite ones. It's called the Peach Cooler flavor. You can find them by typing RYSE Fuel locator on Google, and you can find the nearest one to you. They're usually in Vitamin Shop or GNC or anything like that. But yes, this is my favorite caffeinated drink ever. Also, bestie, the shirt I'm wearing right now that says, "Woke up and choose to save lives," is my merch. I have released my merch a week and a half ago, and bestie, they're almost sold out. So if you want to get one of these merches, just head to www.nursejohn.com and sign up to the newsletter so you can get a discount code and you can get a merch. And bestie, if you want a signature, a love letter, or anything like that included in your package, just let me know, bestie, and I will make sure that I include it in your package. I love you guys so much. Thank you for your support. And bestie, should we head on to this new episode? Because I am ready, bestie. So this week's episode is all about what is something that you have to learn the hard way. I think we can all relate to that because we all have high expectation of things. Things that we set ourselves and how we see things and, you know, other stuff in life. And a lot of times it disappoints us, right? As you may or may not know, I'm a people pleaser, but I am working on it. I'm not proud of it, but I am open to talk about it and letting people know that I used to be, and I'm still is, kind of a people pleaser. And something that I have to realize the hard way is that no matter how good I am to someone, not everybody is going to like me. No matter what good, no matter how nice I am as a person, not everyone is going to appreciate that. And that's totally fine. Because again, not everybody eats apple. But you don't gotta focus on people that hates apple. You gotta focus on people that loves to eat apple. Those who actually cares about you. But again, as someone who loves to people please, I always try my best to make sure that the people around me are happy. But then, you know, as I grow older, I realize that, hey, why am I conforming and making sure that other people are happy instead of like making myself happy? And the thing is, like, I'm getting tired of trying to do the best that I could for the people who doesn't really care about me. I mean, even the people that cares about me, like, why do I have to prove myself to other people? Why do you have to prove yourself to other people? Like, why do you have to make sure that other people are satisfied or other people are happy on how you act, on how you do things, on how you say things? But that's not the goal. The goal is that if you're happy about yourself, if you're confident about yourself, if you're an authentic person, that's the most important thing. I think it comes from, again, like a lot of things in life, like a lot of our problems, a lot of our mental illness comes from childhood. And I firmly believe that. If you grew up always being criticized by people, always being like, you know, nagged by your parents because you're doing things the wrong way, then you're going to grow up as an adult wanting to make sure that everything is done perfectly so that people don't get mad at you or people don't get upset. And a lot of other things like being depressed, being anxious, that all comes from childhood. And again, like, I absolutely believe about like gentle parenting and how a child is raised is going to change how they become and how they face the world. And again, the world is already bad, but like preparing your kids for what the world has to offer, which a lot of times is not good, will just make sure that they don't develop any of the mental illness or the struggles that we all went through as millennials or even the Gen Zs right now. That's why a lot of Gen Zs actually are very aware of their environment. They're very sensitive. I don't want to call it sensitive, but they're more aware of their environment, and they're more of the type of people who will speak up instead of just sucking it up or like letting other people or like telling themselves it's okay. People are happy, people are satisfied, compared to us millennials who are always conforming on other people's happiness, other people's contentment, instead of what makes us happy or what makes us content. And you know, again, if you're suffering from those kind of like situation or illness, I would call like people pleasing illness, it's totally fine as long as you're able to work on it, you're able to recognize it, and you're able to work through it. That's the most important part. I am working on myself, and there's a lot of other things that I am trying to work within myself because I want to change it, because I think it also impacts how I would face situation or how I would face situation and problems in life. And listen, again, like when I was nursing, when I was working bedside, a lot of the reason why I probably burn out is because I always give a lot of myself and I always feel regretful refusing, let's say, an overtime shift or doing extra things that's not even my job, because again, I'm the type to people please, right? So I want to make sure that people are happy, people are satisfied with what I do. But again, I'm learning through it. I'm in therapy. And Bessie, again, this is your therapy. This podcast is your therapy. Anyway, so I'm going to be reading a bunch of things that people have to learn the hard way. And you may or may not relate to it, but again, Bessie, if you ever relate to it, it's time to work on it, and we're gonna work on it together. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this, so that we can work on it together. Are you ready, Bessie? Grab that popcorn, grab that caffeine, grab anything you have to grab, and let's spill and talk about the tea, because it's piping hot. Okay, let's read our first story. If they're talking shit about other people to you, they're also probably talking shit about you to other people. No matter how nice they are to your face, protect yourself against fake friendship. Oof. Piping hot for the first ever submission. And this is so true. And I'm a firm believer that if you have group of friends or friends who, whenever you meet them or whenever you guys like hang out and the only thing they talk about is other people's business, they are more likely the type of people who will also talk shit about you to other people. And the only thing you can do about this is leave or exit on that relationship with them. I have had experience where like I have friends, like whenever we meet up or whenever we, you know, we hang out, they just talk about other people's business instead of talking about positive things or things that we can do together. But they just love talking about tea, the drama. And I'm not saying we don't love drama. We consume drama, and that's totally fine. But if that's the only thing you guys talk about and not any other things, it's very toxic. It's unhealthy to be in that kind of relationship. And the sad part is that you become that kind of person too. Even though you're not that kind of person who loves to talk shit about other people, you start talking about other people's business. Because again, you conform on who you are with. Like you, it's not shapeshift or it's not, but you try to be who you are with. You try to level with the people that you are hanging out with, right? So if they're talking shit about other people, you also want to do the same thing. And again, it's not like you want to do the same thing. It's just unintentionally you start doing the same thing that they're doing. And that's not right. And I always am the type of person who gives second chance, or I give the benefit of the doubt to people. And I have had recent friendships where, you know, I already know that they are this kind of people who loves to talk shit about others. But then I still am the type of person who I always tell myself, like, you know, give these people a chance. They're good people to you. They're the type of people who really cares about you. But then I realized that I shouldn't have, because if they can talk shit, if they can say all of these negative things to other people, they can do the same thing to you. And guess what, girl? I found out that they're actually talking shit about me to other people. And it hurts me and it breaks my heart because, oh my God, I have trusted you guys with so much information about my life, about my private life. And you guys talk shit about me. And the funny thing is, they talk shit about me when they're together. Anyways, I am learning. I am becoming more aware of my environment. And again, I'm the type of people that I'm very trusting to others. And I should really learn how to pick the people that I hang out with or the people that I trust. And again, the reason why I'm very trusting to others is because I don't have malintention to other people. I always let people know that I am not here for anything else but for friendship. And I am not here to like benefit from you. I am not here to do anything bad with you or anything like that. I am here for good because I really care about these people. Like when I trust you, when I start telling you things about my life, that is because I am comfortable enough to let you in or to let you be part of my life. I always eat the red flags when it comes to friendship, when it comes to like building new relationship with friends. And I still am working with that. And again, I just had a learning curve this past few months, and that's totally fine. That's totally good, but I know that if God takes away these people in my life for a reason, that's because it's not healthy for me and it's for my own good. So just, you know, for any other people who's going through this kind of like fake friendship, fake relationship situation, get away from it. Don't try to fix anything. If it's already toxic, if you've already seen red flags, there's no fixing. There are people who are just the way they are, and they are going through things in their life that they still need to resolve within themselves before they can even resolve other situation or other relationship in their life. Because people have traumas, right? People are going through things. And if they cannot even resolve those things within themselves, how can you expect them to resolve other situations in their lives? And again, that's not on you. Just remember that as long as you know you have not done anything wrong to them, and you can sleep at night knowing that you have done nothing at all to them, then you should be okay. It's never your fault. You're not wrong. You are not a bad friend. You are not a bad person. It's on them. And they should work on it themselves. Period. Per. Next. Tell me what is something that you have to learn the hard way that I have to speak up for myself to prevent from getting burned out. I can trust other people with my schedule because whoever is doing the job to schedule people at work is concerned about work, not my well-being. This is so true again. And I've always been telling you guys, when it comes to work and when you're working, don't ever feel like the people that you're working with are concerned about you, just like how your friends or family is concerned about you. These people, let's say, and I'm not saying that every single manager doesn't care about your feeling and your situation, but a lot of times they care about work. They care about making sure that the job is 100%. They're also trying to make sure that the higher ups are happy. It's like a domino effect, right? So everyone has to make sure that it's all balanced. Otherwise, if one is kind of slanted or ticked off, everything is just going to fall apart. So at work, you have to make sure that you're professional and you don't develop this kind of like attachment and relationship and thinking that, oh my God, of course, I'm going to accept every single overtime shift because they care about me like a daughter or a sister or, you know, as a mother. They don't really care. And a lot of you guys have come to me and have told me that you guys needed to go to a funeral, it was your daughter's birthday, it was your mom's birthday, and they refuse your time off request. And just that tells a lot how your employer cares about you as a person. So why feel guilty for calling a time off? Why feel guilty for quitting? And why feel guilty of asking the schedule that you want? Do not. Because again, these people don't really care about your personal life. They care about your skills, your ability, that you have a license, that you can work, that your arms and legs are working. And as long as they're working, they're happy. And even sometimes, even though one of them is not working, they're still going to make you work. Because it's a job. So yes, learn to set boundaries and learn to know your limits. And you need to be respected. You need to feel like you're safe. And if you're not, advocate for yourself. Just like how you advocate for your patients, your clients, advocate for yourself. You are your best and worst patient. Okay? You are your worst patient because you don't advocate for yourself. You don't take care of yourself. You don't love yourself. Again, you are not just your job. You are more than your job. You are John before you are Nurse John. You know what I mean? Love you. We go back again. Your coworkers are not your friends. Period to the dot. It is true that your coworkers are not your friend, but it's also not true that you cannot make friends and kind of like consider as family with your coworkers. again, I have coworkers who I now consider as almost like my family because I always see them. We always hang out. They know about my life. I know about their life and we're friends. And like, you cannot trust everybody at work. Okay? You cannot trust everyone that they have a good intentions to you. Because if something happens at work and they know something so deep about you personally, they can use that against you. And you cannot blame them. You know why? Because you're the one who gave them that information. You're the one who gave them the gun to shoot you in the foot. So make sure that whoever you're trusting your information with, it's just like the first story that we just had. You have to read the red flags. Read the room that you're in. Figure it out. You can see things. Don't ignore it. And it's so funny because it's ironic because it's coming from someone who eats the red flag. But I'm telling you this now, Bessie, because I have learned from my mistakes. And I am still learning and I am still growing. But yes, read the room. Read the room that you're in. Not everyone is your friend. Next, that's just because you are the most experienced person for the job, it doesn't mean you will get it. Something must be said for it's not what you know, it's who you know, and moving on to another facility may be the best thing you can do. So that's another thing is, again, like I think we've talked about this in so many other episodes, is that not because you've been on the job for a while, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, doesn't mean that you know every single thing and that you cannot learn from the new people. There are people out there. It's like being a parent, right? Some parents think that they know every single thing and that their kid has to listen to them because they're inexperienced and they're the one who's experienced about life and things. But that's not true. I rather have someone who is ready to listen, who's ready to learn, even though they're older than me or more experienced than me, than someone who thinks that because they've had 20 years of experience working in this facility, they know every single thing. Not really, because some of y'all doesn't even know how to use AirDrop in an iPhone. And that doesn't mean you're stupid. But the thing is, if you're ready to learn and ready to say, oh my God, absolutely, I don't know how to use an AirDrop on an iPhone, that's fine. But if you're going to be like, oh my God, I don't have to learn this, this is not useful. Yeah, girl, it's so useful. You know, this is just a small little example, but you know what I'm trying to say here, is that there are people who's reluctant to learn from younger people because they think it makes them stupid or make them dumb because they're learning from a 25-year-old and they're 55. No, it's called growth. It's called learning that, you know, it's not 1975 anymore. It's 2023 and there are things that you're never going to know. Just like in nursing, you can never be 100% comfortable in nursing and know everything. And it's okay to ask. It's okay to not know everything. That's what makes you human, right? Like you just keep learning every single day, period. Next. No matter how much of your love and effort you put into your job and your patients, you will still have some of the rudest patients and rudest colleagues. It's taken a lot for it to not get me down, especially when I like to treat others how I wish to be treated. But that's life and that's people. I've learned to lower my expectations while still providing care I am proud of. Period. Per. This is so true. Again, like what we were talking about earlier is that treat people how you wish to be treated, but don't expect people to have the same point of view as you are. Again, not everyone gets it. Not everyone is willing to learn. Not everyone is open to criticism, or not everyone is a good person, and that's totally fine. But just don't generalize things and think that because you've had one shitty colleague, every single other colleagues is shit. Or like not because you have one shitty nurse as a patient doesn't mean like every single nurse is shitty. It's just that, you know, there are people who's bad and there are people who's nice. But again, do good to others. Never ever change because other people are bad or other people are rude, or don't be the people that you hate. Still be the people that you are. Loving, caring, empathetic. Don't change that Because that's who you are. That's what makes you different from all of these negative people. But that doesn't mean that you are going to treat others how you are being treated by these people. No. Then the whole world will be just shit. We're all just going to be negative and we're all just going to be fighting each other. Spread love. But it's just don't expect that people are going to treat you like how you're treating them. Because again, not everyone is like that. And that's fine. Next, how to ask for help when you need it. I find my new coworkers absolutely drowning and they just don't know how to ask for help. They are afraid to feel incompetent. Oh my God. I have had this in my own experience where I refused to ask for help. And again, this was when I was starting ish because I feel like if I ask for help, I'm being incompetent. But I realized that I am not. And again, I think it's coming from the people-pleasing personality where I want to make sure that people are happy and satisfied because, again, there are people who's not open to being asked question. There are people who will, let's say you approach them and you ask them this simple question. And they're like, oh my God, are you seriously asking that question? It makes you not want to ask other questions because it looks like you're going to be treated as if you're dumb or stupid, you know? And there are people too who you ask the simplest question and they're like, oh my God, that's totally fine. Keep asking me questions, which is something I am doing now as a nursing professor is that I keep telling my student, I was like, you guys can ask me any single question, no matter how small, no matter how basic it is, and it's not a stupid question. And that's totally fine. Again, I'd rather have someone who asked me something, even though it was a basic question or even though it's something that's so common, instead of someone who feels confident about their knowledge or who's forcing to feel like they're confident enough to know every single thing in life and then fail at it and then regret it after. You know what I mean? So for all the newbie nurses who's listening to this right now, never ever feel like you're incompetent because you're asking even the simplest question. It could be, how do you properly change someone's briefs? And that's totally fine. Okay? And again, if you're afraid because you've experienced before asking those kind of questions to someone who's not very welcoming or not very accommodating, that's totally fine. But don't think that other people are going to be the same thing as that person that you were traumatized. Okay? Again, not everyone is shit. I want you to know that. Not everyone is rude. Not everyone is disrespectful. So just keep learning. You're going to learn. And it's going to be better for you too. You know why? Because you're going to learn who is the person that you can count on compared to the people that you cannot count on. And then you are able to navigate better in your unit or where you work. Because, oh, I know I'm not going to be asking that person a question or I'm not going to be asking for any help from that person because they're reluctant to be, you know, they're reluctant to be helping or they're not the type to help. But then I know that girl or I know that man who's very open and helping, who's very open and supporting, and I will be with them. You know, and then that's when you make friends. That's when you make your coworker as your friend. When you're able to see the red and the green flags. Read the room, babes. Read the room. Next, your health and well-being has to be your number one priority. You can pour from an empty cup and you will be replaced in a heartbeat. Oh, baby, are you listening to this? Period. Purr. Say amen with me right now. Amen. One more time, you guys. Amen. That is so true. Fill your cup first, bestie. Again, nobody is going to fill your cup, your red wine cup, other than you. So until that red wine cup is full to the brim and it's overflowing, you should not be giving that to anyone else. Even though you're the most empathetic, caring person, again, you can be sharing something that you don't even have to yourself. You have to have it to yourself. And then when you have enough and it's overfilling, you're like, oh my God, this is way too much. I love myself so much. Let me share that love to someone. that's when you do it. Because, you know, if you're letting someone drink from your empty cup, you're both are going to be dehydrated and thirsty. And you don't want that. Because people will take advantage of you. People will even drink or eat the cup that you're pouring a red wine in until you have nothing. And let me tell you something. They don't care. They will see you suffer. They will see you cry, but they don't care. If you're functioning, if you can breathe, if you can walk, if you can talk, they're gonna drain you until you're disabled and unable. Okay? So yes, fill your cup, prioritize yourself. Self-care is self-love. It's not selfish to care about yourself. It's selfish not to care about yourself. Okay? Next, trusting your nursing judgment. Sometimes I'd second guess myself and in the end find out I should have trusted myself more. Oh my God, this is so true because there's so many times that my gut is telling me something, but then I don't know. I just have this imposter syndrome. I was like, oh my God, am I really that smart to think that this is the case? This is what I come up with? And honestly, that is true. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. Trust yourself of what it's telling you. And for the new grads, I know a lot of times you guys second guess yourself, third, fourth, fifth guess yourself. And that's totally fine. And honestly, if you second guess yourself, ask opinion around. Okay, ask opinion around your coworkers, which is totally fine. That's not a bad thing, okay? But at the end of the day, you still have to trust what yourself is telling you, not what someone is telling you to do. There are so many ways to do every single thing and intervention and, you know, just things in general. There are a lot of ways to do it. But at the end, it's you who decides what you want to do. Because you're the one responsible for that person or client or patient, right? And don't doubt yourself. Again, you would not have a license. You would not make it to nursing school, medical school, social works, all wherever profession you are, you would not make it if you're not smart enough. And it's totally fine to question yourself because that's the most important thing. Again, you cannot be too confident, but you also cannot doubt yourself too much. You have to be in the middle. You have to be where you're kind of guessing if this is the right thing to do, but at the same time, I think it is the right thing to do, but give me a second. Let me ask someone and see what they think. But at the end of the day, you're like, okay, well, I firmly believe that this is the right way to do it. And just do it. And you learn from your mistake, as long as it's not like life or death situation, you know what I mean? But yes, believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself before you believe in others. Next, know your boundaries. Administration is not looking out for your best interests. Ooh, you guys, my God. HR is not your friend. Your manager is not your friend. None of them is your friend. Again, make sure that you don't think that you can trust these people with your life, okay? They're there to make sure that the unit is running, the hospital name is clean, and nothing goes wrong that includes their name, okay? So yes, the only person that you should be looking for the best interest is yourself, okay? So again, call that time off. Quit that toxic job. Do what you have to do for yourself. Because your work can replace you in a heartbeat. That first lub to the dub is how fast they can replace you. Okay? So no matter how much you love this job and you're so comfortable with it, you've been working it for a while, you love it. Listen, that's not what matters. What matters is how you end up. How your mental, physical, and emotional end up. That's what matters. If it's not healthy for you, it's not for you, baby. Next. Honestly, I'm just now learning that people will not always work as hard or have the same heart for the patients that I have. Going into healthcare, I always expected every worker to work just as hard as me, and they are so lazy. Also, I'm so compassionate and loving, and some are just heartless. It's so sad sometimes. This is so true. I have had coworkers who just are not the nicest or the most empathetic or the most caring people. And I don't know why they even go to this job where it requires you to be empathetic, to be caring. And maybe they were once that kind of people. But again, there are people who would stay in like a unit or where they work just because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They're too comfortable in it. They're like, oh, I'm not going to start from zero again. So I'm just going to stay here even though I'm pissed and burnout and hate this freaking unit. But this is where my comfort is and that's all. And they infect other people. They make other people's lives and working condition worse. And it's not fair. And again, like I have had coworkers who are just burnt out, like literally burnt out. Like you've seen how they changed from like a year ago to now. They used to be the most jolly, happy, helping people. And now they're just grumpy. If management is around, oh my God, they are the most helpful, the most jolly, the most perfect people. But then when management is out, back to reality, back to how they actually feel. And again, Bessie, you cannot change these people. The only thing you can change is what you're going to do with your life, with your situation. And you know what you're going to do? Exit, baby. Out of that freaking door. That's the best thing you can do. Nothing else. Next. Never trust no bitches. Never trust no bitches. Always take the extra time to verify the prescription, verify the lab, verify that titration and the rate on your pumps. People aren't as good as they say they are in the end. Your ass is on the line. As we say in French, j'étais confiance, mais j'ai repassé derrière toi. Ooh! So in French, it says, I trust you, but I'll verify your work, basically. The number of times I've caught an error of that or that someone missed something is astronomical. We are a team, but sometimes we should really question how some people got their license. Ooh! How they got their license. Oh my God, this is so true. Again, never trust no bitches. She said it herself. Not everyone is to be trusted of, okay? If someone tells you like, yeah, I did it. Double check it. It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to take a few steps and a few energy, a social battery to recheck or to double check something, but don't trust anyone at work. Again, if as a nurse you're working and someone tells you, yeah, I did put the antibiotics. It happened so many times where I did so many things for someone and I asked them one freaking thing. And guess what? They either did not do it or they do it, but it's all effed up. And you're just like, wow, girl, really? Really right now? This is what I got from. Again, you can trust nobody. Only you can trust yourself, okay? Check, verify, double check everything. Next. I am naturally a very trusting person. Red flag. We're the same bestie. I am naturally a trusting person. It's not a good thing, girl. We have to learn better. So I had to learn the hard way that not everyone who asks about your life or seems concerned or caring about you is a genuine friend. We're going back to this again. They will turn right around and tell all their besties and anyone else who will listen. Also, if anything ever happens between you two, they will take the information you gave them and completely screw your life up. Just be very careful about who you make friends with and who you trust. This is it. She said what I'm about to say and what I have been saying, Bessie. Never trust no freaking bitches. Ugh. I just hate myself for trusting people really easily. Whenever I make friendship with someone, when I feel like, oh my God, I can trust this person, or I want to really be friends with these people, I let them know from the beginning, I am here to be a friend. I am here to make a good relationship with you, and I am not here to benefit from you, to do this from you, whatever. And I always, always, always tell them about that. And they're like, yeah, absolutely, I am also here for that. And then you find out that they're actually a bunch of bitches who talk shit about you to other people. And again, a lot of times it's because they're jealous of what you have accomplished in life, what you have reached in life. And I just don't understand why there are people in life where they feel like there are no other spaces for other people but them. Like, there's no slot for other people to grow. There are no slot for people to be. Like, if they're not the one on top, there's no one else can be. And I have never seen things this way. For me, it's like, you know, there are space for everybody to grow in the same space, in the same situation. Like, it's fine. And I will even freaking help you to reach that goal if you need to. And if, let's say, you are going farther than I am, my God, girl, you did all that. You deserve all that. And that's on you. I'm happy. I'm screaming. I'm like your stage mom for, you know, for you reaching this far. And I will never, ever, ever feel like it's a competition or I've never felt jealous about anyone's accomplishment. Because why am I going to be jealous if someone is working hard for themselves? I'll be happy. Good for you. Oh my God. Don't forget me when you become, like, you know, something else in life. And that's totally fine. But there are just some people who feels like, oh my God, he's more than me now. Or he or she is going way too far from this. And they have to find a fault in you to break you, to make you feel bad, to lessen your capacity to grow. And again, can't change these people. You just gotta let them go. Or time will, or God will. And they did for me. Period. Thank God. Next. Controlling emotions. It is really a roller coaster ride in the world of healthcare. When everyone's around you has their own problems and you need to adjust depend on what is in front of you. So true. And I think I have told my students too that in healthcare, it is okay to feel all the emotions that you can feel. Again, sometimes nursing school tells you that you cannot show, like, you crying or you sad or you having a big emotions about something. It's not right. You can. Because again, before you become a nurse, you were a human first. And the reason why you're a nurse is because you are empathetic. You're caring. You have the compassion, the heart to care for others. Or even you're an RT, a transport, you have the heart for whatever job you're at right now. Okay? But you also need to learn when you should show this emotion, when you can, and when it's appropriate in a situation. And I'm not saying, like, let's say your patient, like you told your patient that a bad news and you cannot, you're not going to cry because they're crying. You can cry with them, like in a life and death situation, and you have to give your patient a CPR. You cannot just cry there. You know what I mean? Like, you have to act fast. You have to know when to feel that kind of emotion you're feeling right now. But at that very situation when it's life and death, you need to know what emotion you should be having, like controlling your emotions. Again, you cannot be in, like, the left extreme or the right extreme. You have to always be in the middle, in the equilibrium, and learn how to control your emotions. And again, like what she said, healthcare is a roller coaster of emotion. And if you're not in control of your own emotions, it's going to drain you. It's going to kill you. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to be burnt out. And you don't want that. You don't want that. Next. Hi, I'm a nurse in orthopedic oncology, German University Hospital. What I learned the hard way is no matter how hard you work, how many extra shifts you put up, how long you work overtime, it all doesn't count as soon as yourself gets sick. Oof, I experienced it. Two, for the first time when I had an emergency after losing so much blood that my hemoglobin was down at 5.2. Still went to work even when I felt weak and dizzy. I didn't want to leave my coworkers by themselves, but then I needed to go to the hospital where I was examined and was brought to the operating room due to a large blood loss and a difficult gynecological situation. I also needed blood transfusion afterwards and stayed on the IMC for a night where my O2 was 83%. I am so sorry, girl. Still, after I came back home, hardly any of my coworkers asked about how I feel. My boss was even mad that I had to stay home, bitch. Even when I had to stay home for a week extra, and the same time, COVID hit me. I was really sick, and with 31 years, I was the youngest of our colleagues who were suffering from the virus. And once again, nobody cared. Not anyone asked about my being, besides the coworker who I probably got infected by in the first place. But no other one asked a single word. The lesson is nobody cares about you as soon as you get sick and are not able to work no more. Again, this is the same thing as don't trust or think that your coworker is your family. Not everyone is. Again, what they all care is that you're able, you're capable, you're a body that can work. Okay? So don't give up your whole life. Don't give up any time, family time, birthdays, events, things for work. Because that 55th birthday of your mom that you miss because you took an overtime shift or you took an extra shift, your mom is never going to be 55 anymore. That 4th birthday of your son or your daughter is not going to be the same 4th birthday. They're not going to be 4 again anymore. Okay? But those extra shift is not going to benefit. Sure, it's an extra $200, $300. But is it really worth missing a college ceremony? A birthday of your family? Your family comes first over your work, okay? And sure, you're gonna be like, oh my God, John, but you don't understand. Like, we need money. Okay, but money is there. Money will always come. But that 60th birthday that you missed could be the last birthday of your dad or your mom or your grandparent. So don't miss them for nothing. And again, your work will replace you in any time, in any seconds. And they won't even care about you if you're sick, if you're doing nothing at all. Please. Whew. So we have another one in here. The last one. What do you have to learn the hard way? I had to learn the hard way that the HR department is there to protect the corrupt management, not to protect the employees. You cannot share your business with them, especially if you speak about managers' poor practice, or they will plot your way out. They do not care if you're struggling as long as the work is done. Even if you were abused while doing it, that's all they care about. And again, we're going back to the same crap and bullshit. Never trust anyone at work, okay? And remember, document everything, because when it comes to proving things, showing proofs, your verbal identification and verbal proofs are not going to be worth anything. It's not going to be valid. So unless you document every single thing, time, when it happens, where it happens, how it happens, every single possible details, that will be your proof. Because again, not everyone has good intentions towards you. So you only have to trust yourself, okay? Trust yourself, trust your instinct, trust your judgment, and always, always protect yourself over anything else. And there's so many other things that we had to learn the hard way. I have to learn the hard way that no matter how much overtime shift I take, that my taxes will just take those money. And what's going to happen is I actually only earn extra $50 or $100, because the higher my pace goes up, the more taxes they take away from me. So at the end, I am not really earning that much. And that's what I had to learn the hard way. Okay. But again, like I said, there's so many things that you have to learn the hard way. And I think that's totally fine. And that's what makes us human. Experiences, learning from our mistakes, knowing that, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to have a fake relationship or fake friendship, because these are the things that will help you identify them in the future so you don't make the same mistakes. And that's why, you know, like, making mistake doesn't make you stupid or incompetent. It makes you human, because you're not supposed to be perfect. You're not supposed to know every single thing about, you know, your job or in life. And that's totally fine. Oh my God, Bestie, we could talk about this every single time and for a longer, like, we need a podcast episode for this for like 8 hours or something. But listen, Bestie, I love you, love you, love you, love you so much. I want you to realize, though, that you always come first and always prioritize yourself, okay? It's very, very ironic coming from me. But again, I've learned it from experience. I'm in therapy. I'm sharing this to you because I don't want you to go through it. And if you're going through it, Bestie, we're going to go through it together as besties. And we're doing it, right? And it's fine. Give yourself some slack. Don't blame yourself too much. It's okay. Okay? Don't compare yourself to others. Others' progressions, other situation is not yours. And we all have a total different path and unique experiences. You know, that's fine, baby. That's fine. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to this. And I hope this episode helps you, Bestie, okay? And do me a quick favor, please. Make sure you download this episode and all other episodes. Share this. Tag I Beg Your Pardon on Instagram and Nurse John. And make sure that you follow and turn on notifications on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And again, visit my merch at www.nursejohnnn.com. And I will see you guys again next week for another therapy episode, Bestie. I love you so much. Stay safe, stay caffeinated, medicated, and hydrate. Okay? And answer to your therapy session. And this is it. This is your therapy session. I love you, Bestie. Mwah.